use the asphalt, but we had bricks for a long time, and of course before that we had the just hard dirt, and the more you worked on it, the harder you got.
And did they ever call the dirt anything else? Was it like all, was it just packed down to like lime, or was it, did it have stones mixed in with it, or?
No, most of it was just packed down solid.
You know what I mean, when it's got stones mixed in?
Yeah, well, they would have stones mixed in during the days that I don't know anything about, when they had the horse and buggies.
Okay, and what would you call a road that goes off the main road? You know, just, you know, say like you got your main road coming here, and then you got these roads that go off the main roads.
You wouldn't call it a crossroad, would you?
Well, you know, whatever. How many, were there very many roads? I mean, outside of the city streets, were there very many roads around when you were growing up?
No, they would call them streets then.
Well, if you were if you were on a different, say we're down a ways, and you were driving along a road, and a man lived just off the road a ways, you'd have to turn down his what to get to his house?
Down his street.
All right, but if he was the only one that lived on it, it would be his own what? Like this is your
yard?
Yeah, but the thing that you drive into is
runway.
Okay. Would you ever, if it was out on another key or out in the country here on this key a little bit, and say you had to, you know, drive to it maybe 100 yards or so to get to his house, what would you call that? The thing that you'd have to drive up.
Driveway.
All right. And the thing along the street that people walk on.
Sidewalks.
Okay. If you're walking along a road and a dog jumped out at you and scared you, what would you pick up?
Sticks, rock.
And what would you do with a rock?
Probably hitting with it if we could.
Okay, and what do you call the act of doing that?
Throwing it.
Okay. And let me see. Would you ever, when you were a kid, did you ever say anything else besides throw? Would you ever say, you know, instead of saying throwing a rock, and
you pitch them?
Yeah, or chunk, or
chunk, pitch. Didn't say too much chunk, but it could be used.
Okay. If you go to somebody's house and he's not there, they might say, "No, he's not
at home."
Okay. And now we're talking about putting milk in coffee. You might say some people like it
dark, some people like it light.
Okay. Or you might say some people like it blank milk, and some people like it
black.
Yeah, but if you say some people like it blank milk, what would you put in the blank there?
Blank cream? Some people like it, no.
All right. If someone's going away from you, you'd say he's coming
toward you.
Okay. And if you saw somebody that you hadn't seen for quite a while, you might say, "This morning I..." How would you finish that?
"This morning I saw Mr. Brown."
Okay. Or if you...
I haven't seen him in years or something of that nature, you mean?
Okay. Or if you are right, if you met somebody in town, instead of saying "I met him," you might say I ran
into him.
Okay. How about if a child is given the same name that her mother has, you'd say they named the child
after the mother.
Okay. And if you don't, back to this coffee thing, if you don't have milk in your coffee, you say you drank your coffee...
Black.
Blank milk.
I drank coffee black.
All right.
Without milk.
Right. And the opposite of without would be?
With.
Okay, you had it with. Do you know of any names, like, did the people down here have any special, like, for black coffee, for example, did they ever refer to that as anything special? Like, it's, you know, slang or anything about nicknames for black coffee? You know, like barefoot or...
Yeah, they'll call it Java. Some people years ago used to call it Java or something of that nature, but I don't